wasn't a hit or miss. It was just a flow. Because he is the kingdom. He is the kingdom. And he came to show us. He came to show us what it looks like in flesh. Not that we'd ever take him out of it. There is no kingdom without the king. And the real question is, why would you want there to be? Because you need to get delivered from that, because that was Judas. So I don't know why I preached all this, but it was fun. First of all, Lord, I pray for every person in here to have a revelation between now and Tuesday of what it is they're trying to prove. And Lord, that they'd either get free between you and them, or they'd really humble themselves, which is normally your way, and they would come. And there would be an anointing in this place on Tuesday night to bring healing of the hurt places, to bring deliverance from any spiritual bondage that has gotten onto these needy areas, that people will be set free from trying to prove anything, God, so that they can really enjoy what you've given them as gifting and calling in your kingdom. Lord, let us work. Let us seek you. Let us seek you, Lord, until we're not proven anything. Let us always seek you. But Lord, help us. We ask you. The Bible says to ask and you shall receive. The Bible says you don't receive because you haven't asked. Or if you did ask, your motives were wrong. Lord, our motives, we want them to be pure. We want to be free from the world. We want to be free from Satan as our judge. We want to be free, from condemnation. We want to be free from anything ever making us feel bad or good. We want to live in a place of perfect peace and our mind stayed upon you. So help us. Help us. Lord, take the blinders off of eyes in this place this morning. Open the ears. Lord, help the self-deceived people to really decide it's going to change and they're going to really have ears to hear. And this year is not going to be like last year where they just went through the motions. And Lord, that they know that they're loved by you and that they can step out now and believe you to set them free. Father, we just break the power of thinking we have to have arrived. And we can enter into the revelation that for many of us, we're just starting the next step of the same journey. Actually, that's what everybody's doing. What's the word for 2011? The same for 2010, 2009, 2008. And until we're out of here, we're going into the next place God has for us to be made into his likeness and his image and to know him. So, Father, however that looks around this place, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.